we added keyboards next, made it a four-piece. Then when we went to University of Miami, we added violin with Alan Sloan. And so there's been a lot of different versions of the band. And so some of the material works well as a trio since it has its roots there.
Well, that is terrific. It sounds like it's going to be just an amazing show. Now, will you be pulling on a lot of your solo material from over the years in addition to Dixie Dreg's music?
Yes. And in fact, what we did the other night, and we might be doing there at the Oaks Theater, depending on whether or not there's an opening act, is if there's no opening act, then we do a two-part show with intermission in between. And when we come back on the second half, I have some classical guitar duets, written for Dave LaRue and I, and that's a great way to, you know, start the second half, and then it builds up from there. It, you know, it does get louder, but, you know, the sound man's under instructions to make it sound good, but not too loud, and nothing's, you know, sticking out that's obnoxious. We want people to enjoy it and have a, you know, sit down, relaxing, but inspiring experience with the, you know, a big variety of music. You know, we do the rock stuff, some, you know, sort of jazzy ballads and things that are hard to classify, like Night in the Slight from the Dregs.
And wow.
Then we do some, a tune that can only be described as sort of Nashville bluegrass. And it's just for variety's sake. I've always thought that the audiences can stand a lot more variety than the music business gives them credit for.
Boy, you're right there.
DJ, you know that.
Absolutely. Well, this sounds terrific. And I got to tell you what, Steve, you're talking right up my alley. Intermission, where I can hit the beer line, and then extra Steve Morse band with If There's No Opening Act. I like it. In today's age that a lot of the bands are still acting as if we're under a pandemic, will you be coming out? Is there any meet and greet for the fans who are thrilled that they're going to get to see you in such an intimate setting?
Yeah, normally what we've done the last tour was right after the show. Well, I actually announced this is right before we leave the stage. We're going to go scarf down our after show food and rush out to meet anybody that's still hanging out, you know, by the merch booth and sign stuff. And, you know, we get a good interaction and a good read on the people that are coming to the shows. And it's invariably been positive and very, very good for me. You know, to just, I don't know, just bask in a situation I haven't had for a while. You know, I've been with Purple 28 years, and before that with Kansas for 5 years. So these are people that really intimately know the music that I've written over decades and decades and decades. And it's really a nice, it's a nice way to start this career shift.
Well, that is terrific. Talking with Steve Morse, you know Steve Morse from the Dixie Dregs, from Kansas, from Deep Purple. He's got the Steve Morse Band back together, coming to the Oaks Theater May 26th. That's a Friday night. So, Steve, let's play something. Let's play something on the radio right now. We played a track of yours last week in announcing that you were going to be coming on the air. This track is from the Steve Morse Band. This is called Name Dropping, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We'll be right back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You just heard name dropping from the Steve Morse Band. And we've got Steve on the phone with us tonight. He's coming to the Oaks Theater May 26th, Friday, May 26th, here in Pittsburgh. It's going to be a terrific show. You know, Steve, from the Dixie Dregs to Kansas to Deep Purple, you know, you are on everybody's top 10 all-time guitar list. And I know you're a modest guy, but when you're tapped to replace Ritchie Blackmore, there's a reason for it. But I've always wondered, you know, how did Steve Morse start on the guitar? What's your backstory that started the journey of being such an incredible musician?
Well, I was a kid, and kids like exciting things. Like, I was learning to do wheelies on my bicycle about the same time I started playing guitar, because before that we had school band, and because my brother played clarinet, I had to play clarinet. I had no voice in it. I mean, I tried to have a voice in it, but my voice wasn't heard. So I thought music wasn't for me because I just wasn't feeling it. You know, it wasn't inspiring.
Really? Really?
I saw a guy running a carnival ride we were waiting in line for, and he was sitting down with just an old beat-up acoustic, and he was playing Freight Train. I remembered the tune. He didn't say what song it was. I just remember hearing it years and years later, that that's the song the guy was playing. And he was playing, you know, bass with his thumb, the bass notes, and finger picking and pulling the melody out on the top string. And I thought, this is so complete. Because when I played clarinet, it was a, you know, kind of a one note at a time, a squawking mess sometimes even. So, yeah, I thought this is something I could really get into, you know, where you can make a whole complete sounding piece of music. So that inspired me. And of course, when the Beatles played, it was another additional inspiration, because, you know, that they came on TV playing I Want to Hold Your Hand on Ed Sullivan. And it's just really rock and rhythm guitar. So for a young kid, it's the energy, the excitement and everything. But at the same time, the more I played, the more I realized this is a lifetime instrument. There's no way you get done learning on guitar. And that's a wonderful thing to have, is, you know, an endless challenge.
And does that challenge still continue today after all?
Oh, yes. That's exactly the way it is today.
So, Steve, one of my thoughts, having followed you for so much of your career, is everywhere Steve Morse goes, the bands he joins, he has such an influence and they sound like him. When you joined Kansas, their sound changed. And when you went to Deep Purple, they sounded like Kansas. The Steve Morse influence is so strong. And that's not usual for band players who join a pre-existing band. What do you say to people who say, wow, you really made the band sound different and we love it?
Well, you know, sometimes it doesn't please people when that happens, but it's not intentional. It just, I can't help it. I'm a writer. My main thing is composing, and I happen to play guitar, is the way I look at it. However, I think guitar solo is a mini composition. It's one you have to do quickly. You know, you can think a few beats ahead, maybe a few bars ahead, but you have to, you know, you're improvising and essentially writing on the spot. So I've been writing my whole life, and that is my thing. So when we're doing, well, I'm with any group of people, and Flying Colors is the same way, another project I've been doing as a part-time project. When they go to start with a song, you know, I'll immediately have an idea. Like if in Kansas, if there was a musical interlude, they kind of said, hey, here, Steve, why don't you do, you know, one of those kind of things that you do. And And I've actually had somebody, you know, Bob Ezrin produced the In Spirit of Things with Candace, and Bob Ezrin produced a number of the Deep Purple albums. So Bob would say, Steve, come up with something here, you know, do that kind of thing like you did with Candace. And so literally I could tailor make my destiny. And of course I would jump on those chances. But even along the way, in the middle of a song, I would keep saying, yeah, or we could try it this way. and I just can't stop doing it. Well, so that's why. There's influence, and it's because I'm a very hyperactive writer, especially in a group setting. So that's not always welcome, you know, depending on group dynamics.
Well, that is terrific. Well, let's play another tune. We're listening to Steve Morris on the phone with us tonight here on Courts in Session. Steve, why don't you give us another tune to play, something from your discography?
Okay. Well, one of the tunes that we still play, and it's one of our classics, and it was originally debuted on Howard Stern. He played it one of his guys gave it to him to play, and it got a real nice positive reaction. It was we play it now sometimes as one of the encores. It's called Simple Simon, and I'm gonna front announce it. Okay,
let's do it.
Okay, hey everybody, this is Steve Morse, and you're listening to Simple Simon right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
got Steve Morse. You know him from Kansas, Deep Purple, the Dixie Dregs. He's on the phone with us tonight, and we're thrilled to have him on Quartz in Session, coming to the Oaks Theater Friday, May 26th. It's going to be a great show. Steve, it's time. I warned you beforehand. Our listeners love knowing what their favorite rock stars listen to in their downtime. Why don't you take over the turntables, brother? Pick a couple tracks. Anybody you love, you say it, I'll play it. Tell us what you love to listen to when you're all alone.
Okay. First, thank you for this opportunity, Eric. Some of my choices are not intuitive for somebody that knows my music. A lot of my music is rock-based. However, when I listen to music, I mostly just need to be sort of transported and taken to a different world than I'm experiencing at the moment, you know? And music is such a wonderful vehicle for that. So one of my favorite albums of all time was The Well-Tempered Synthesizer. And this was with Walter Carlos, you know, early in his career. It's the classical music played on the Moog synthesizer, the analog synthesizer, one note at a time in multi-tracks. And one of my favorite pieces is basically the first tune on that album, the Monteverdi Orfeo Suite. And it's got everything: majesty, power, beautiful composition, but the best arrangement with the most difficult set of circumstances.
Well, that is very cool, and that's different for the show. Give us one more.
Okay. Again, I think I'm heavily into the sort of unexpected direction here, but one of my favorite artists to listen to get me kind of relaxed and in another worldly place is Enya. The Watermark album in particular. In fact, you could let me pick the Watermark title. It's the track number one on the album. Although any of them will be great. And in fact, even the one at the end that has a unpronounceable Gaelic name is awesome. So it's the voice, the creamy texture of the reverb that they had in that studio, and the super subtle but beautiful synth sounds all intertwined together, and of course great writing, but it's quite a production, and it's mesmerizing to me, and I still love it to this day.
That's fantastic. Walter Carlos and Enya, from the mouth of Steve Morse. That's what he listens to in his downtime. Steve, I got to tell you, thank you so much. Such a thrill for me and for all of our listeners to have you on Quartz in Session. We're looking forward to Friday, May 26th at the Oaks Theater, getting to see you in an intimate setting. I will be there, and many of our listeners will as well. Brother, thank you so much. Come on back anytime. You are always welcome.
Thank you, Eric. And thanks for the invite, and thanks for doing what you do. And that's awesome. You let people pick music. That's the kind of old school I like to hear.
Have a great night, brother.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. just hanging around at the riverside. And that's where I saw my little angel. She had a smile so wide, so wide. With blonde hair and legs till next Sunday, I asked if she was going my way. But she just laughed like now she's heard it all.
Hi, this is John Lodge of the Moody Blues, and you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT, Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
We've already said
Darlin', You Better Go Now, the first major hit for a little-known British band back in the 60s by the name of the Moody Blues on a 45 going back to, I think that's 1966, 1967. A great tune going out by request to Gary in Millvale, one of his favorite tunes, he said. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the great calls. Phones have been ringing off the hook tonight for Gordon Lightfoot. A lot of requests for the same three or four songs, but we've got a bunch of deep cut requests from a number of you, and I'm gonna try to mix it all in. We're going to start that right about 10 o'clock in about 15 minutes. Celebrating the life of Gordon Lightfoot. Want to do a big shout out, celebrate having Steve Morse call into Courts in Session. How great is that? Steve Morse Band coming to the Oaks Theater Friday, May 26th. I will be there, and I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a great show and exciting for me and for probably many people because you don't get to see Steve Morse up close and personal. Last time I saw him was with Deep Purple, Alice Cooper, Edgar Winter, and a huge, massive crowd of people. So going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Steve, for calling in. So have you gotten yourself to our website, WRCT.org? If you haven't, it's a click away. If you like the music you hear on WRCT, well, all you got to do is go to our website. You can play it 24 hours a day as an alternative to radio if you're outside of our FM airwaves. I love all of the calls we get from across the state and in other states across the country, people listening online at WRCT.org. And if you go to our schedule, there's a write-up about all the different shows. One of the shows that I listen to a lot because I steal music from his show. I'm talking about Breakfast for Dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies, power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, just great rock and roll, great music, anything that feeds the mind. Sunday nights, 6 to 7 p.m., only right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming live at WRCT.org. So this past hour of Courts and Sessions has been brought to you by RemasterMedia.com, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Well, RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. And there are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. So before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for the past hour of Courts and Session. So this is the latest from Angel. I've been getting requests for this every week since I debuted it. This is Liar Liar. We'll be right back.
Yeah. crossing the highway late last night. They should've looked left and they should've looked right. They didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. And you know, sometimes I'm glad that I'm on radio and not on television, because if there was a video camera here in the studio and you saw what just happened, there would be a lot of people laughing. When you DJ with vinyl, the way God intended it, sometimes things go wrong. Dropped a record, bounced off one turntable, moved a needle off to the next. It was a lot worse than it sounded going out over the air, but we've recovered. I am your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And that last tune was Loudon Wainwright with his big hit from the mid-70s, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. Sending that out to one of the best people I know, my father-in-law, Big Al, going through some tough times right now. Hope that picks him up. Love you, Big Al. Before that, the latest from Ringo Starr, pressed on a 10-inch record. That was Everyone and Everything. Before that, bunch of requests tonight for the latest from Angel, Liar, Liar. New music from classic artists, that's what we're all about, and it's so much fun when things take off here at the station. And that album and the reunion of Angel certainly has. Very, very cool. And we open it all up with the Moody Blues. So you've heard that we lost Gordon Lightfoot. But what a great career of music. What a great collection of music. What a great discography he left us. Got a lot of requests for some popular songs, so we're going to play them. We're going to do them. But we're going to play some deep cuts. And we're going to start off, you know, as we say goodbye to Gordon Lightfoot, at the same time, with a little dedication, we're going to say hello to Baby Bo, just born today in Reserve Township. His dad's a Gordon Lightfoot fan. So let's kick it all off with The House That You Live In. Happy birthday, Baby Bo.
Go first in the world, go forth with your fears. Remember, a price must be paid. Be always too soon, be never too fast. The time when all bets must be laid. Beware of the darkness, be kind to your children. Remember the woman who waits. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger. Stands at your gate. When you're caught by the gale and you're full under sail, beware of the dangers below. And the song that you sing should not be too sad, and be sure not to sing it too slow. You come in the face of all common disgraces and know what they're doing it for. The house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger who stands at your door. When you're out on the road and feeling quite lost, consider the burden of things. And he who is wise will not criticize when other men the game. Beware of strange faces in dark, dingy places. Be careful while bending the law. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger who stands at your door. When you're down in the dumps and not ready to deal, decide what it is that you need. Is it money or love? Is it learning to live? Or is it the mouth you must feed? Be known as a man who will always be candid on questions that do not relate. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger who stands at the gate. The house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger who stands at the gate. And
the seaweed is, where the rust in the dirt runs deep. She lives